This is All Things Considered on NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. New Hampshire has an embarrassment of riches when it comes to outdoor recreation opportunities, but some recreation groups and business leaders say the state isn't doing enough to boost the recreation industry, so they're supporting legislative efforts to create an Office of Outdoor Recreation Industry Development. Rob Riley is president of the Northern Forest Center, which is one of the groups that has advocated for the creation of this position. He's with me now. Rob, thank you very much for coming by.
Glad to be here, Peter. Thank you.
So this Office of Outdoor Recreation Industry Development would be headed up by a new position, a new director. What would that director be doing?
Well, as far as we understand from the process of the of working with the New Hampshire BEA, is really to focus their efforts and coordinate among other state departments and the private sector on really mobilizing the private industry, advancing marketing of the state, but really looking at how recreation fits into the broader suite of economic development across the state.
So spell out a circumstance or a project maybe that this new director would tackle if the director were empowered to do so.
Well, we'd look at not necessarily the state leading on it, but where the state can be supportive of our efforts on the private sector to move an initiative. So, for example, we're involved with a new initiative called Borderlands. It's a network of mountain bike trail networks. Three of them happen to be in New Hampshire, Parker Mountain, for example, Coas Trails. But I can imagine the state supporting us in some of our broader marketing efforts to bring riders from the Boston area. If we find that we're encumbered by some legislative issues that we're not aware of, we can reach out to this individual and say, how do we navigate the state system? We got to also look at how do we aggregate different programs that are within the state that are across different departments and maybe even potentially on the federal level and ask this person to help us really look at facilitating those resources, technical assistance, marketing, and really alignment across the public and private sector so we can increase the public benefit and impact from an economic perspective of recreation in the state.
Mm-hmm. The state of Colorado, I believe, has a comparable position already
Yes.
in place. Have you heard of any success stories or maybe evidence out of Colorado that would sort of justify a similar position here?
Well, I think one of the primary outcomes of the work or evidences of its successful implementation is really when you think about Colorado, you think about outdoor recreation as a basis for both their lifestyle and their economy. And that in and of itself is attracting businesses and people to participate in that landscape. If we can do that the same here, then we can, I think, start really addressing some of the socio-demographic issues that we're challenged by.
Mm-hmm. One of the arguments for this position is that it would help attract people to not just visit and take advantage of the trails and the lakes and rivers that we have here, but also help people move here. And so I was wondering, from the perspective of someone at the Northern Forest Center, are you trying to get people to move here to work for your company?
We are looking to the North Country that has historically been challenged, at least in the last generation, of losing predominantly large employers, mills. And so we do have a population decline in those areas. So we as a company are not looking necessarily for employees, but we see opportunities for entrepreneurship, for open jobs, and we see an opportunity for that remote worker to work where they play. But we're also, Peter, we're retaining younger people who see that they have the amenities in the region that they want as part of their lifestyle. So it's retention and attraction of younger people because we see a lot of people going by Concord here on the interstate going north, and I bet a fraction of those people would like to live in the North Country if they knew that was an opportunity that was available to them.
Mm-hmm. So if return on investment is something that those passing this legislation are interested in, what might we see years down the road that would be a sign that says, yes, this position has delivered a great return on investment? What might we see?
Well, I think, it goes back to this public-private partnership. So I think that what we have 10 years down the line is a more aligned regulatory and use perspective. We also have interstate communication and cooperation working on a better basis. But I also think that we have more substantive recreational built-out assets in the North Country. That sounds very wonkish, but the point is that we have trails, we have businesses that work on those trail systems, we have the recreation industry of use is also aligned with those that are making and manufacturing the equipment that we use when we go outside. So it's a continuum of that of the of what we see as the business potential And I think it's also about this notion of how do we attract more people to rural places who want to take advantage of the recreational assets in that region. And I hope that we see some different trends in rural places as a result of that.
Rob Riley is president of the Northern Forest Center. Rob, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thank you.